This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention-getting device, how do you do? 7 after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 25th of April. We're into springtime for a month. How is spring where you are? Has spring, what is the old expression? Spring has come, I don't know. What
is sprung.
Spring has sprung. The grass is riz. I wonder where my assistant is. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of a number of things, trying in depth to figure out what the heck is going on in the world. So what's the number one thing on your mind today? Is it China? Nah. Right. Afghanistan? Nah. What's going on in America? Well, it depends on how you kind of put all the pieces together, if you will, of what's important. So there are, somebody sent me a note yesterday, Jared. It was nasty. Well, it wasn't really nasty, but it was a note that made me think about whether I sound, in this person's mind, gleeful when I talk about the fate of Bill O'Reilly. I don't think I'm gleeful. I don't think I'm happy for him. I don't think I'm happy for the fans at Fox. I don't think I'm happy for the news media, entertainment. He's not really a news guy. He's an entertainer. He happens to use the news, but so do most of the late night people. So most people who are not doing situational comedy or not doing television drama are using the news to create some kind of image in your mind, whether it be amusing, whether it be serious. That's really what I'm doing here. That's what most of us do on the radio. Most of us are discussing what's going on in our mind, in our, with our person, in our lives, and much of it either is distracted by the realities of the media, the news media, and social media. There are all kinds of media, the entertainment media. So what's the story with Bill O'Reilly? We'll start with him, and then we'll pull a couple of other rabbits out of the hat, seeing as it's just a little after Easter. O'Reilly said last night on his first podcast, if you listen to it, that he was sad he's no longer on Fox and no longer on television. He vowed that the, quote, truth will come out regarding the circumstances of his departure among all the sexual harassment scandal. He said, quote, I was very surprised how it all turned out. The O'Reilly factor that he called home for decades was about the truth. I don't know, but I don't, he said, I don't know that you'll be surprised, but I think you're going to be shaken as I am. It's a lot of stuff here. And then he sort of stopped. I don't want the media, and he means the news media, to take what I say and misconstrue it. You as a loyal O'Reilly listener have a right to know, I think, down the lane what exactly happened, and we're working in that direction. So there were a lot of people trying to find O'Reilly around the time of his podcast at 7 o'clock. Or was it 7? Yeah, I think it was 7. Google searches for how to listen to a podcast spiked to the largest. That's not surprising. This is the largest number of people, according to Google Trends, that have ever Googled how to listen to a podcast. So that says something for O'Reilly. Does he charge? I guess he probably charges for this, right? I think he probably...
he probably could.
Charges. Well, I know. I think he does. It's part of it. There's a package I think you can get from him. So it's the circumstances, the circumstance. So then there's all this other stuff that's related to O'Reilly.
There's another one of these suits floating around, Andrea Tanteros, who was on Fox for a while. She did a radio program for a while. She's done a lot of things for a while. She filed a lawsuit yesterday, says she believes network operatives used bogus social media accounts to sort of torture her. She complained about sexual harassment, but she says that a lot of people, and her attorney said the same thing, and then went on social media to tear her apart. So there's an analysis that you can do, surveillance software that you can have, and you can find out, if you really work at it and buy the stuff, where some of the things are coming from. No matter who's sending you what, you can find out where it comes from. So, anyway, the law firm said in a statement that the network and its executives flatly deny they conducted any electronic surveillance and have no knowledge of harassing tweets. So, she is, I'm going to tell you that what I know about her is from other people in the radio world. I don't know anything about her talk world. She's good looking, not particularly talented. That would be my observation. And looking for a meal. I'm not saying, I don't have to apologize for what I'm saying. I'm telling you that she's on the gravy train looking for a way, and she may be able to get one because these guys at Fox have left themselves wide open. There's too much in the culture there.
Regardless of if she's on the gravy train, it just sounds like a super toxic environment.
Awful. So here's another one. As a former Fox News guest who says that Sean Hannity made her feel uncomfortable by asking her to his hotel room while on assignment 10 years ago. She stopped appearing on the program after refusing to meet him. Her name is Debbie Schussel. She doesn't believe Hannity's behavior constituted sexual harassment. So why even did she bring it up? If it doesn't constitute sexual harassment, what are they trying to do? Fox is on to, you know, this was from supposedly a Hannity and Combs broadcast in September 2002. And May 2003, she said she felt uncomfortable. What the hell does that mean?
Well, maybe she's just trying to show, even if she doesn't want to press charges or get him fired or anything like that, maybe she's trying to show it's not just one person or two people there. It's the entire culture of the entire company that is creepy and unprofessional, and that maybe it should change.
I guess because I like Sean as a person, I don't know that I am buying that. I think there are some people that are just piling on just because they want to pile on.
I think that's a possibility. And I think that there are plenty of places where people work together and, you know, make advances that the other person doesn't want. And like she said, it doesn't count as sexual harassment just because someone approaches you.
There are seven more employees who are joining a now racial discrimination lawsuit filed against Fox. So they got sexual harassment lawsuits, racial discrimination lawsuits. According to the reports from the plaintiff's lawyers, director of accounting at Fox, Tammy Effinger, did nothing when former controller Judy Slater threw racist insults at employees. Slater has been fired. According to the plaintiff's attorney, Slater demanded that black employees hold arm wrestling matches while white female employees in her office down the hall from Ailes watched, forcing a black woman employee to fight for the amusement and pleasure of her white superiors is horrifying. All right, this may be getting a little out of hand here. Now there, but the other side of it is, okay, so how do I say this? And not sound like, well, I must just say it. There are reasons under some circumstances that are created in the minds of people who are to the left that people who are to the right do these sorts of things. Like nobody who's liberal has ever been accused or been found guilty of sexual harassment or racial improprieties, discrimination, whatever you want to call it. And so in our minds, we equate, or the news media does in a concerted way, sort of create in our minds this idea that the people on the right are not that smart. The people on the right are racist. The people on the right are sexist. The people on the right are bad.
Well, they have all of this stuff coming at them. Do you think that they could have handled it a better way in the beginning?
Oh, absolutely. Because, I think, you know, Fox's culture was that. I don't know.
Yeah, because we see United Airlines and how, you know, they had one thing that they handled badly, and then they had a whole bunch of other things. It snowballed, right, and a whole bunch of other things happened. And yeah, I wonder if they had just handled it better or addressed it better in the first place, if all of these things wouldn't be coming
better management.
Now.
Better management. Roger Ailes was not a good manager when it came to people because he was a pig himself. So he set the tone. Governor John Kasich from Ohio, who was on Fox for a number of years in the, well, I think from 2001 to 2007, said he would not, he would not have stayed at the network if he witnessed sexual harassment or that kind of a culture. He's promoting a new book called Two Paths, America Divided or United, out and about. Talked about O'Reilly, and he talked about other people there. It was fine, he said. If it wasn't fine, I wouldn't have stayed. 18 past the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hey, Metro PCS and Cricket customers. Are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to four free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3-month credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you.
Well, probably most of you by this time have heard me. It's almost sort of a chuckle because almost every day someone who's famous in music or in entertainment has died. And so we've gotten to this is the dead zone, probably. We call it the morning dead zone. Aaron Moran, is that a problem? Was it Moran or Moran? How did you pronounce
Moran.
That? Moran. Who was on Happy Days, played the Joni. Is it Joni and Chachi? Was she the Joni of Joni and Chachi?
Yeah, the spinoff, Joni Loves Chachi.
Right, yeah. She died over the weekend at the age of 56. I'm not sure anybody has figured out what she died from.
Heroin.
Was it?
Allegedly. I was looking at online last night, and that was what people were suspecting. You know, it was odd because she was like America's sweetheart for a little while. I mean, people loved Joni. And then she kind of, I think she had a hard time getting other jobs. And she started drinking and acting strange and ended up in a trailer park somewhere in Indiana, I think.
That's who she was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. But it does happen to some of these, especially younger stars. They get typecast and they can't get jobs doing anything else. So instead of going into another business or another field, they just sort of flake out.
And, I used to watch Celebrity Fit Club, which is off the air now, but it was a great reality show on VH1. And celebrities would go on to get fit. And she was never, I mean, when she was on the show, she wasn't heavy, but she talked about how she had sort of let herself go. Mm-hmm. And she was acting strange at that time. I remember that was a storyline through many of them, as she would disappear, or what was she doing, and I don't know.
She had a look about her that she could have been, I was looking at a couple of pictures of her, that she could have been an exercise person, but she also had that business you can tell by looking at somebody's skin when there's something that's not right with them, and their face.
Heroin and meth, you can always see it in the skin.
Yeah, right.
It's bad, yeah.
All right, so that's too bad. A moment of a good, positive thing for all the smiles that she gave you if you watched Happy Days. All right, let's move on to other musical information. Let's see, we have a Bob Dylan tribute that's set for Nashville. And let's see, included on the list of the celebrants Winona Ryder, L. King, Boz Scaggs.
Winona Ryder?
Yeah.
You mean Winona Judd?
You.
Oh, Winona Judd.
Winona.
Winona. I saw her once. But that,
we did.
Yeah, we were together at that.
That was so much. She was so good.
Yeah,
oh, my
was.
Gosh.
Very good. Yeah.
That
last
voice
May,
just filled up that tent.
Kacey Musgraves, Corey Chisholm, Brothers Osborne celebrated Bob Dylan turning 75 at the Ryman Auditorium. Now it's been declared that celebrating Dylan's birthday in Nashville will become an annual tradition called Dylan Fest. Celebration of his 76th birthday is set for the 23rd and 24th of this month. Two-night concert event will recruit a number of people. Shaky Graves, I don't know who that is. Anderson East, I know. Who's Shaky Graves? Anybody know?
Don't know.
Other acts paying tribute to Dylan include Duane Eddy, Boz Scaggs, Valerie June, Shooter Jennings, Butch Walker, Langhorne Slim. Now, see, I think some of these people are great Nashvillians, but they don't have anything, there's no connection to Bob Dylan. It's kind of like that Bee Gees performance a week ago last night, where they had people singing Bee Gees songs that had no connection or feeling. There were a lot of people, oh, that was a great concert. No, it wasn't. It didn't put the feeling out there that you got from the original Bee Gees music. So, you know.
Well, the angle could be that they were inspirations to whoever is singing.
That Bob Dylan was an inspiration to Boz Scaggs?
Yeah, you never know.
To Winona?
Right. I mean, people can take stitches of people, you know.
Yeah, I suppose so. Can you say that you've gotten anything out of me? You take stitches of me in your radio career?
Stitches.
Stitches. All right. Okay, well, anyway, that's coming up later on.
You're a real stitch, Doug Steffen.
Thank you very much. 28 past the hour. My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Super Beets. What are Super Beets? Super Beets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor. Plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, nutrients and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on the Tuesday get-together, the Good Day Hour, focusing in depth on the details of 3 or 4 different stories, things that will float around, maybe kind of like one of those floaters in your eye, you can't get rid of it. The idea gets planted in your mind, and then you just keep thinking and thinking. Thus is the case with United Airlines. Yesterday, story of American and how they handled the problem on the plane. So, United has gotten such bad press in the last couple of weeks. Much of it, if not most of it, deserved. I'm going to give them kudos on something that happened yesterday. The plane that was flying from Liberia, Costa Rica, back to Houston, was a Boeing 737, had an engine problem. One of its engines overheated as it was flying back. You know, if you take off from Costa Rica, you're going to be right over the Gulf of Mexico heading back to Houston. So if you look at social media accounts of this, there were people who thought we were about to crash. I'm just putting this in
parenthetical expressions. Here's one guy says, "We're about to crash. There's an emergency landing. The pilot pulled up, blah, blah, blah." The most people who ride planes haven't got a clue. When you go through turbulence in the air, you think you're going to crash. No. I've been flying. I have millions of miles in the air, and I will tell you, I've had some scary experiences. The one that sticks in my mind more than anything else, I was on a Delta 727 flying from Boston to New Orleans, and it was early in the afternoon on my way in there, and on the right-hand side of the plane is a beautiful, clear sky. Left-hand side of the plane, it was like night, pitch black, because we were in the zone of a tornado, trying to fly faster than the tornado so we could get on the ground to beat the tornado. And if you don't think that was scary as hell, we got grabbed on the way down, and I mean really literally grabbed by the winds, the excessive side winds, as we were landing and going down to land in New Orleans. And the plane practically flew upside down. I mean that with the most sincere. All the bins opened up. Everything dumped on top of us. My underwear needed to be changed. That's how scary it was. It was really, really horrible. And I remember landing and getting up to get off the plane and how I was drenching with sweat. And other people were screaming. And I looked at the pilot. I was going, I said, "Man, you did a good job." He said, "I didn't do anything. I let the stick go and let the plane go where it was going to go." So it is one of those things. Those things, they do happen, and they are scary. But most of the things that happen today, people don't understand. In this circumstance, this plane had an engine problem, and it circled over the ocean for about an hour to burn fuel. It had just taken off, and the engine problem was noted. And the pilot came on and said, "The engine's overheated. We have to take precautions." Shut the engine. They had to shut the engine down, if I understand correctly what happened, and then fly around for a while so there's not too much fuel in it so that they could land safely. And it was apparently not a joyous landing. It was pretty rough, pretty bumpy, pretty scary. But the one thing that you need to know. First of all, everybody was very happy with the United pilot. Here's one, Jody, who writes on her Twitter account, "I give the pilot major props for keeping us alive." And, you know, there are most of these pilots today are very well trained. The pilot was flying us, had to land with one engine. A wind shear hit the planes. We were about to touch down. There were a lot of complications in this. But the bottom line when it comes to most of these two-engine planes, remember, most of the planes that are flying now, whether it's 737, 757, 767, 777, 787, these are all two-engine aircraft. The only four-engine aircraft left is a 747 in the Boeing fleet, and there are a couple of Airbuses, Airbus 300-400 or something. There's that 380 is a big four-engine plane. Other than that, everything that's flying today has two engines. And one of the things that the Federal Aviation Administration requires when a plane gets certified is that it can fly for hundreds of miles on one engine. So a plane like a 737 or any of these planes that have twin engines, if it is to fly over the ocean, you can see on the plane, by the way, the certification. There's a special insignia for the airliners. So the plane has to be able to fly for more than 1,000 miles on one engine. So this comes, everybody wants to, the cheap shot news media, guys who can't write a story and tell a story, as soon as they tell the story about the airplane, they want to go back and talk about what happened to David Dow, which has not a damn thing to do with this plane that had a problem bound for Houston. So the way it was handled, in my opinion, from what I know, was handled very professionally, appropriately. Those things happen. But it does bring me around to asking the one question that did come into my mind as a result of the comparison as to how they handled the messy situation with David Dow, and this has nothing to do with him, it just has to do with the circumstances that was handled very badly. I asked on the air, if they're that bad at handling people, how bad is the maintenance? Who's taking care of the planes? So I have no reason, I'm asking the question, I have no reason to think that there's anything wrong with their maintenance program. A lot of maintenance gets done by these offshore companies. I know American, United, Delta all bring their planes for serious work to outfits in Asia or in Central America. It's because it's just cheaper than dealing with the unions here. Anyway, but I don't see anything out of the ordinary. The pilot handled it well. United has handled it well. And these things happen. Even if you're perfect with maintenance, you know as well as I do, your car could be perfectly maintained and there's something happens to it that you can't, you know, there's some flaw in the manufacturer. Who knows? Anyway, I think they did a good job. Also, while we're traveling here, let's make a stop in Afghanistan. And coincidentally enough, Defense Secretary James Mattis has made a trip to Afghanistan as well. Here's that story.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis is capping off his trip to Africa and the Middle East with an unannounced visit to Afghanistan. His trip comes days after a Taliban attack on an Afghan military base killed at least 140 soldiers in the northern part of the country. While there, Mattis met with U.S. Army General John Nicholson. He's the U.S. commander who authorized the use of the country's largest non-nuclear bomb to target an ISIS tunnel system earlier this month. Nicholson's also urged Congress to send more U.S. troops to Afghanistan, where it's held a military presence since 2001. During his last year in office, former President Barack Obama oversaw a withdrawal of 1,400 troops from Afghanistan. There are currently 8,400 U.S. troops stationed there. But a recent report to Congress said Taliban insurgents have taken control of more territory while the number of Afghan national security forces are decreasing. Mattis also met with Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani on Monday.
All right. So I'm going to just underscore what I've been saying for years and years and years. Obama failed us. George Bush failed us. And so far, Trump has failed. There's no reason for us to be in Afghanistan at all for any reason, any more than there was really any reason to go to Iraq and mess up the Middle East. The only people who have benefited from this have been the military-industrial complex. Look at how many soldiers, look at how many people in the military have suffered as a result of this. It is unconscionable that we are in Afghanistan. We just absolutely have no reason for being there, period, end of story. Nearby in China, the president there urging our president to show restraint toward North Korea, despite signs that the North may be preparing another nuclear test. So should Trump pay attention to him? Apparently they had a phone conversation yesterday reflecting the growing alarm over North Korea's plans. Why doesn't somebody just go in and bump this guy? Why doesn't Trump and, what's his name, Mr. Xi, how do you pronounce it? X-I, Xi, I guess it is, right?
I'd say yes to that. I'm not sure either.
Why don't they just agree to bump the guy off, get him a stop with all this stuff? Why should one guy hold the world, you know, this goes back to Hitler and any of these other people that become these crazy dictators. Why is the world held hostage by one madman? Get rid of him. That's the best way to take care of that. That's my suggestion. 44 after the hour, the return to our country and a focus on New Orleans up next here on Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachutes bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
What are you going to do with your tax refund this year? Think about it for a second. Okay, now triple whatever it is. Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes is giving two lucky Staples shoppers a chance to win triple their tax 2016 federal refund or amount owed, up to $15,000. Just spend $25 or more at any Staples store and use the code on your receipt to enter for a chance to win up to $15,000 at staples.com/tax sweeps. That's staples.com/tax sweeps. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends April 29th. See website for official rules.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
All right, so there's not an eye or a mind in the world that hasn't taken note of these Confederate monuments in the city of New Orleans. The city council there voted 6-1 to remove four of them a couple of years ago, and so now they have begun that task, as we hear in this report with the mayor of New Orleans.
Back in 2015, South Carolina's governor signed legislation to take down the Confederate flag from State House grounds. Nearly 2 years later, New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu is leading an effort to remove four prominent statues from the city that honor the Confederacy.
This statue is perhaps the most blatant affront to the values that make America and New Orleans strong today.
The first statue that was removed was the Liberty Place Monument, which was originally built to honor a white supremacist group in New Orleans that tried to topple the city government and fought against the racially integrated City of New Orleans police and state militia. The original inscription on the statue even made a declaration of white supremacy in the state. Removing the statues, much like removing the Confederate flag in other southern states, has seen a lot of pushback from city residents. It's also seen multiple challenges in court before a federal judge ultimately ruled in favor of the mayor.
So, some people in New Orleans have sent death threats to the mayor. There's a better way to use the property these monuments are on, and a way that better reflects who we are, says the mayor. But apparently a lot of people who live there, what motivates people to think like that? Why do you think, if you think like that, that because your skin is white, you're better than somebody whose skin is not? Where do you get that idea? Where does that come from? It's like people who have money are better than people who don't, that kind of stuff. All right, my thoughts, 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
hey, diabetics, yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Let's see if we can untangle some technology information, courtesy of Victoria Keelan's expertise. Yes, this is Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, and we're going to focus on those Bose headphones everybody likes so much. Maybe you won't like them so much after Victoria gives you the word. Everybody's heard about the word. Anyway, we'll get to that after I try to get you focused on how to find the best job candidate for your business. If you are in a hiring mode, give me 60 seconds to convince you that posting your job in one place is silly. Posting it in two places, yeah, it'd take you forever because there are hundreds of job sites. So why not do it all with just one single click at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep. You can find candidates anywhere. Here in this country, any city. Doesn't make a difference what the job is, what the industry is. ZipRecruiter is the best way to find the best, most qualified candidates, period. End of story. You don't have to juggle emails. You don't have to juggle calls to your office. These folks quickly help you screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out right now while you are thinking about it. If you're in the business of finding somebody new in your business, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep. All of you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, s'il vous plaît. I've used this, by the way, for my... I've actually done a fantastic job of finding people, and I think you will find that they are just A+. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to get the best hire. All right, so there is a lawsuit against Bose, which happens to be headquartered in my hometown of Framingham. The Bose Corporation makes their product all over the world, but their corporate headquarters are here, and they've just decided to expand all over the place, so business must be good. Well, maybe it was good until Victoria tells you what's going on with some of those headphones.
Yeah, well, there's a lawsuit that was filed last week in Chicago claiming that Bose has an app that goes with their wireless headphones, and that they're claiming that the app collects data on listening habits of its consumers and then provides that information to third parties without permission of the consumer. And this is another thing that we're seeing. Congress just rolled back a lot of the consumer protections with third-party selling, and this is another branch of that. So the complaint accuses Bose of violating the Wiretap Act and a number of different privacy acts, saying that it scans a person's audio history, which can potentially provide a lot of information about someone. I mean, if you really want to know something about a person, grab their iPhone and look at what they listen to, and that's exactly what this data collection company that in particular that they're talking about, that's what this company does. And then they take that information, they profile you, and they sell your information. Sometimes it even has your email address included, and there's nothing you can do about it. So that's what this lawsuit is trying to correct. Essentially, it covers all Bose wireless headphones, and including the ones that wrap around your ear, that go into your ear like earbuds. Anything that uses the app, that's what they're saying. Right now, the number they're throwing around is $5 million, but I think it's going to go way up when people jump onto this and make it a class action suit.
And what would make them do that in the first place? You got to
make
wonder.
Who? Bose do that?
Yeah.
Well, they sell it. They make money.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
sell your information.
They're going to make $5 million doing it?
To probably make more than that.
Yeah.
I bet they make more than that. Selling people's information is big business. That's why Congress, that's what they claim, that's why they rolled it back, saying that, you know, your internet providers can sell your info, because they said it was hindering business. That's why they claim that they rolled it back.
All right, another hindrance that requires some attention from technology is what happens to your baggage. I thought this was already being done.
Everyone thinks this is already being done, but it's not. And what Doug is referring to is airlines tracking your luggage for you. And Qatar Airways is now the first airline in the world that will track every single piece of baggage from the start of its journey all the way through to the end. So if it gets lost, they can tell you exactly where it is. They're the only airline right now that's doing it. However, there is a new resolution called Resolution 753, and by 2022, every airline is going to have to do this, but that's still a long ways away. And in 2015, which is the last year they have all of the data from, 23 million bags were mishandled in 2015.
Huh.
And I am assuming 2016 is probably the same or maybe even more. And it costs the airlines $3 billion a year in lost baggage, whether they have to pay for, you know, compensation, they have to pay extra to get the bags transported to people. I mean, this should be a win-win for everyone.
Yeah. Well, again, you thought that I don't check bags very often, maybe once or twice a year, and they give you the ticket and they scan it and blah, blah, and you think, okay, I'm fine, I'm all set, everybody knows where it's going.
Yep.
Good luck on that one, Charlie. Thank you, Victoria. It's Doug at 59 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.